this thing where we're pointing to each other, like, who's going to speak first? You're going to speak first.
You start it. It's like sign language. It's all right. We have like a 33.3% chance it's going to be us.
Yep.
So it's, I guess it's me today.
Who's
How
you?
Y'all doing? I'm Sam. I am one of the trio of women on an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm here with Kathleen.
Hi.
And Bethany.
Hi.
And we have gathered to bring you an amount of interesting thoughts.
Does it feel like 12 years since we last podcasted?
It does.
It was last week.
When I was a youngin'.
So much has happened. I mean, it's an amazing historical time right now. They just announced that The Devil Wears Prada is going to become a musical.
Yes!
This is amazing.
Amazing things are happening.
I ate one cube of cheese in celebration.
Sam does this thing where she pretends to be Emily Blunt.
Every time work drives me nuts, I just rub my temples and I remind myself, I love my job. I love my job. I love my job.
And essentially when anybody is like, I need a shade of a color, I just yell out cerulean.
Cerulean!
A lot when I'm watching Jeopardy, cerulean is my answer.
Yeah. God, I need to watch that movie again.
That's exciting, actually. I had no idea. So thank you for bringing that up to the table.
It's going to be a big deal.
Can I tell you guys two things that went really wrong this week already?
It's only Tuesday when we're recording this now.
I know.
Yeah. Honey.
First one started on Sunday.
Oh, honey.
So for the millionth time, I just, for right now, cannot wear makeup because of an allergy.
Mm-hmm.
So I find myself in the mirror scrutinizing things and not like, I hate this, I hate that. Just thinking, I wonder what would happen if I tried this. I wonder what would happen if I tried that. And then I'm like, that eyebrow, I love my eyebrows for the record, but I'm like, that eyebrow trend where it looks like the hairs are growing straight up on the inside and then it goes to the side looks so cool.
You notice that too?
Let me try it.
Not make an appointment to get it done, but let me try it. So I brushed the hairs on my eyebrows all the way up.
Yeah.
And I took a scissor.
Yeah.
And I immediately went straight on the ones on the inside.
Oh, honey.
And like, it's one of those things where 2 days later, I can't see the difference. But as I saw my left eyebrow from my right, I'm like,
Oh,
I went and done it. Never do it without a professional in the room with you.
Are there people that will groom your eyebrows like that?
I'd imagine.
I brush mine up when I groom them.
Yeah, I mean, I always brush mine up, but they always fall. Like, do I have heavy eyebrows?
I've never thought of it before.
Do you have to like gel them in place? Eyebrow gel them in place?
But then sometimes the gel like flakes off and gets in my eye.
But look what happens. I look like an angry cat if I do that. Like, they're too long.
No,
well, maybe
like
not
it.
Today, but they're too long to go straight up.
Do you know who has the perfect brush up eyebrows?
Who?
The Olsen twins.
Do they? I haven't looked at a recent
I love
picture
them.
Of them.
They do.
Them and their cheekbones.
Like, is there a salon that specializes in just eyebrows?
Let's look. I'm sure there is.
There has to be.
Yeah.
I love this.
That your eyebrow predicament sounds like the time that I bleached my mustache hairs in high school.
I love this story.
And I was like, you know what? I want them to be extra blonde so they don't get dark for a long time. So I left the bleach on twice as long.
Oh, no.
And essentially burned very deep into the layers of my skin. So I had a mustache burn for quite a long time.
The first time I heard this, I felt worse. Now it's just hilarious.
And
I'm so sorry.
I didn't think it was that bad until this guy I was talking to with, he's like, hey, nice mustache burn.
Oh. How old were you?
I was like 15 or 16.
Dude, we all made terrible decisions.
Yeah.
I went to middle school with a girl who was Indian from India.
Yeah.
And she had very, very long hairs on her upper lip. And so instead of waxing them or anything or just letting them grow, she bleached them. But on her skin, they turned this yellow orange color.
Oh, no.
And so she had a perma orange mustache all the time. And like the whole time I knew her, the 3 years of middle school, she did that the whole time. So I'm like, oh,
my
you
goodness.
Poor thing.
If anyone gave her any crap, I hope you gave him a left hook.
I don't think anyone ever said anything.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
You know what? She's probably sitting around with her girlfriends right now, like laughing about her orange mustache.
Yeah, podcasting about it.
In middle school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So many beauty blenders.
Never again. I will get them done if I'm curious.
Can I share one more beauty blender with you guys?
Yes, please. You mean that time you gave yourself a facial and burned off your entire face
that
time?
That means it's working.
It's working when it burns. In college, my freshman year, spring break, I read that scrubbing your cellulite with coffee, like coffee grounds, would like temporarily make it like, I don't know, magically plump up. So I did it so hard that I gave myself like severe bruises on the back of my legs, and I couldn't even go in the pool at spring break because I was just Miss Bruise Legs.
Oh, sister, you need to chill with this self-care. It's all so violent.
You're aggressive with it.
I'm very aggressive to myself.
My goodness.
Can I say to all of the women listening, it does not matter what size you are. It has nothing to do with your cellulite.
Nope.
I know a woman who worked at Fashion Week, and she said some of the thinnest models still have cellulite.
Of course.
So if you are scrubbing your butt with coffee grounds no, it has nothing to do. You are beautiful. You are perfect the way you are.
Yes.
And if you think that it's because of a certain weight or something you wish you were, no.
These are human problems.
These are human problems. There are women whose bodies you wish you had who also have cellulite. It's okay.
Bless.
You are okay.
Bless.
Preach. Preach. Oh, God. Jeez. All right. Well, that's just the first thing that went wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally hijacked here.
No. You did not hijack. You brought yourself into it because you are a part of number two.
Yes.
So this weekend was my roommate's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, roommate.
Happy birthday, Miriam.
Love you, Miriam.
She was introduced to me from Web Girl Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met her.
We were in the marching band in college together.
Oh, fun.
These two, what were you? You weren't flautists.
We were piccolos.
You were pickling. Piccolos.
Such a good instrument.
So ever since she's moved in, it's been a few months, she keeps saying, I need to see Kathleen. I haven't seen Kathleen. She lives so close, yada, yada, yada. Like, all right. For her birthday, I invited Kathleen over, and Kathleen and I were going to cook appetizers because all three of us like to sample foods.
Sure.
Like, I'll eat three small plates instead of one meal.
Yeah.
Because I get to try more.
Sure, more fun.
Yeah, right? So we're all the same way. So Kathleen's like, oh gosh, I know this one's a crowd pleaser. We've got to do this one. If she likes olives, like, here we go. Okay, we split the ingredients. I went grocery shopping. Kathleen went grocery shopping. Each of us accidentally got a baguette. So now there's dos baguettes.
You both looked like stereotypical French women running through the street.
Exactly. So excited about it. Kathleen is literally on her way over last night. And my roommate texts me, I came down with something. I am so hungry, but there's no way I can eat anything.
She got really ill.
She got ill. The poor thing is home from work today, and this girl does not slow down for anything. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, on one hand, my poor roommate, and then on the other hand, I'm like, my poor Kathleen.
Wait, so did she know that you guys were planning this?
No, this was supposed to be a surprise.
Didn't.
No, it was going to open the door, and we were going to be wearing aprons and have fake French accents and plated delicious dishes and no dice.
I'm going to make my famous ricotta toast with a drizzle of honey.
Which I'm very much looking forward to whenever that is.
Yeah.
It was nice, though. Kathleen ended up sticking around until she got home to see her for maybe 30 minutes.
30, yeah.
So she could get to sleep and rest.
Yeah, but
that
I got to see Sam's apartment, and it is hella cute.
Yeah, thank you.
And I got to see her $1 million shower curtain up close in person.
Okay, please tell us about this insanely expensive shower curtain that Sam told us about in episode one of this podcast.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I have three words: worth every penny.
Yay!
Yeah.
Approval from Kathleen.
Does it remind you of a mermaid?
It does. It's iridescent and shimmery. And I walked into Sam's bathroom, and a little crab started talking to me, and I was like, oh my God, like, I've dreamed of this moment my whole life.
Also very expensive to add to my apartment.
Yes, really talking crabs.
Did you brush your hair with a fork?
I did.
Diggle hopper.
Yeah.
My theory is you look in the mirror, and for most bathrooms, you see the shower curtain behind you. So it's very important, I think, to get a shower curtain that is happy, because it is essentially your get ready for the day background.
Yeah. And it's also like a lot of Instagram backgrounds for you.
Yes, by default.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah, that's good.
It.
Okay, good.
So those were the two things that went wrong this weekend, although now I have an entire baguette at home, which is never a bad thing.
Mm-mm. And a whole case of ricotta cheese.
Oh my God, so many things.
Yeah.
Extra virgin olive oil. I'm
so
excited
much.
For lunch. Okay. So yeah, so that was that. But while Kathleen and I were over before Miriam got in, I started saying, I've been having trouble sleeping lately. I'll wake up. And every time I wake up, I remember a new dream. So I feel like I have like a baker's dozen amount of dreams every evening.
Do you write them down?
I don't write them down, but I just have them like last night. I had a dream that I was hanging out with an old best friend of mine, and we were very, like, casually in a bathtub, like, scrubbing each other's arms and legs. Like, hey, how was your day? Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, what did you do? Like, it was just, exactly. Bethany's face is a giant WTF.
What is, okay.
So your dream is an episode of Girls.
Kind of.
Pretty much.
And I don't know what that means. I don't know if it does mean anything, but I've had so many weird dreams I remember, and I can't be the only one. Kathleen said she dreams a lot.
I dream an insane amount, and my husband thinks I'm crazy, because every morning I'll wake up and it'll be like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and this isn't my dream, and this would happen, and then I woke up, but then I went back to sleep, and it continued, and I have really, really vivid dreams.
Now, Kathleen, I know that you and I are on medication for various reasons, which can like affect your dreams.
Yes.
Sam, are you on anything?
Nope.
No.
Should we fix that?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, okay, so I took AP Psych in high school, and there's all these different books that interpret your dreams and people who claim to be able to do it, but the best dream interpretation rule I ever heard was in this psych class, and my instructor said, describe the things in your dream as though you were telling them to an alien who had never heard of them before or knew what they were. Because by doing this, you're sort of solidifying them down to their basics. And then you find something in your life that is also that. And it's very likely that the thing is the thing, right? So for example, his example was, let's say you have a dream where you're being attacked by a monkey.
Okay.
So what does a monkey mean to you, Sam? What's a monkey?
That sounds like the best day ever.
No, but like, how would you describe a monkey to an alien?
How would I describe a monkey to an alien? Okay, it is a two-armed, two-legged creature with an extremely long tail that can also act as an arm or a leg because they all operate basically the same way for a monkey. It could vary in size, but we'll say this one is small with chocolate brown hair and is adorable and coos.
Okay, now go a little bit more like a broad stroke. Like, what do they represent? What are they?
They are wild.
Okay.
And they're extremely active and energized and can be aggressive.
Okay.
But also can be very cuddly.
Okay.
And they need freedom. They need a lot of space. They need to, like, you don't make one a house pet.
Okay.
Because it needs to be out.
Now think of something else in your life that's wild, that needs a lot of space, that's maybe unpredictable, that's crazy. And that, for me, that would be like kids, for example. That's what a monkey would be in my dream.
Mouthing vagina.
Vagina.
I think her wild vagina.
It might be my vagina.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how it works.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. What did you say to Sam when you said, okay, more broad strokes? That's
strokes.
What you said, broad strokes.
Yeah. So
okay, that's
less,
interesting.
Less like concrete, but more than like what they represent. Like, I've had dreams about telephones before. So telephones are about, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the game telephone, it's a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we're like attached to our telephone. We feel sometimes imprisoned by them.
Damn.
Now, what's something else in my life that has to do with communication, feeling imprisoned, feeling like I'm stuck to it, feeling like, but it's also necessary. You know, like all,
yes,
that
okay.
sort of way of doing it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I like this, but this is like petrifying.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Like, okay, while you did that, I Googled taking a bath and it says taking a bath in a dream is associated with being spiritually clean. The bath is a symbol of cleaning. So it suggests you're trying to clear, we're trying to clear our inner child. We're trying to escape something, which kind of in like a really symbolic way goes with what you were saying, like what's a bathtub, purging, cleaning, like, but what the hell did I do?
I have a hard time believing in those that say it means the same thing for everyone.
Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense.
Because
it's like, we're not all the same.
Like, what does my bathtub mean?
Yeah, and like if you grew up in a family where you all had to use the same bath water because you were poor, a bath is going to be different to you if you were like the youngest child.
I love this.
Than it would be for somebody who's lives like a, more...
a king.
Lucky life. Yeah.
So I dream about houses a lot. The houses that I've lived in or I'm in a house. And a lot of times the dreams just center around the people who are in the house and what's happening outside of the house versus the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked it up and it said houses and dreams are symbolic representations of a dreamer's sense of self. A house should be considered an unconscious expression of your sense of personal identity.
Are your houses fabulous in your dreams?
No, not always. And most recently, I had a dream that somebody was trying to break into my house.
Okay.
And I was pushing their arm out the door.
That means something.
Whose arm was it?
Someone's trying to get into you, Kathleen.
Did you see their face?
I did.
Did you recognize the face?
No.
Ah!
But Bethany, were you reporting on this story on The Big Show? I heard somebody oversaying this recently, that if you see a face in your dream or a person and you don't know who that person is, it means that you've seen that person some point in your life.
You had a caller say that.
It's been said you can't make up a face. So if you've seen a face, it might not be a friend and it could be pieces. Like I could have a dream that looks like the two of you and it's merged one person, but I can't make up a face that I've never seen before.
I wonder where that comes from, if that's true or not.
Have you two ever had a dream about somebody in your life and you woke up and even though it was just a dream, because of what this person said or did in the dream, you couldn't shake these feelings about them?
Oh, yeah.
I've had, never in the negative, but I've had sex dreams about people where the next day I'm like, hi.
Those are so common, though. Sex dreams in general have to mean something. Even if it's a coworker you're so not sexually attracted to.
I had a sex dream about Seth Rogen once.
How was it?
It was like pretty decent.
Is he a talker?
I'm into those like funny chubby guys, so I think it's cool.
Did he tell joke storing?
He did. And I remember like thinking, oh my God, like Neil is going to be so mad at me. I had sex with Seth Rogen.
I like that very much.
But I had a dream about a teacher in middle school and the teacher did something horrible in the dream and I never felt the same way about the teacher ever again.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I wonder, do either of you believe dreams could be like future telling?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That frightens me.
Why?
Because usually nothing in my dream has ever happened. So I'm
me
like,
either.
Is it symbolic of something or is something like this going to happen one day?
I mean, I think that if I think it does for some people. I mean, I've heard of people who have dreams and then they're like, yeah, like multiple times a dream came true. Mm-hmm. That's never happened for me. So I don't think that that's where that comes through for me. Like if I get a gut feeling about something, it usually doesn't come through a dream.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It comes through like when I'm awake.
You have like a daytime premonition.
Yeah. Like have you guys ever been in a situation where you're like, I'm about to run into someone I know and then you do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Happens all the time. And you turn the corner and there they are or something.
And then I pretend I don't see them because I don't like to talk to anybody.
Every time.
I've had dreams that have told my future.
Like what?
Most specifically, recently I was at a play and the night before I'd had a dream about somebody that I hadn't seen in a long time. And this wasn't even a friend, just somebody that lived in my neighborhood growing up. And sure enough, sitting in the audience is that person. I mean, and not even like in the same community did I see the play that I grew up in. It was far away. And that person was in my dream.
That is wild.
Sitting in the audience. Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
If dreams fascinate me.
Yeah.
Because it is so like your brain, whether you believe that dreams are, you know, something spiritual or whether they tell the future, whether it's just your brain releasing neurons it needs to release. It's like this uncontrolled landscape.
Yes.
Where you just, you know, some people can control their dreams, but I've never been able to. And so I am just at the mercy of whatever is happening. And I cannot tell you how many times I have woken up relieved that whatever happened in my dream didn't happen. Like when I got a giant Beauty and the Beast tramp stamp the size of a dinner plate in my dream. Not a small dinner plate, but the kind you get when steak is served.
Oh my God.
On my lower back, full color, round-shaped Belle in the yellow dress and the Beast whisking her in the waltz picture. You know exactly what
a
it looks
tramp
like.
Tramp stamp!
Tattooed on my lower back. And I woke up so relieved.
Did it say like T-A-I-L as old as time? I'd get a good pun tattooed.
I can't imagine a better tramp stamp than a Beauty and the Beast tramp stamp.
That would be amazing. If you are an artist, will you please draw that tramp stamp on my lower back and send a picture of it? And it has to say T-A-I-L, tale as old as time.
There's definitely somebody out there with a Beauty and the Beast tramp stamp.
Please, reveal yourself. I love this.
Now, when you guys are dreaming, can you say to yourself, okay, this is a dream, you can wake up?
Half the time.
Can you? No, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Have you woken yourself up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. This is a dream wake up. And I still wake up terrified and, you know, panicked or whatever. And I have gone back to sleep and the dream just continues.
And I'm
conscious that
that's
this is
rare.
A dream.
No, that's definitely rare. I've heard it's extremely low probability that you will fall back into the same dream.
Yes.
So you need to break those bitches down because something's there for them to happen that often to you.
Who wants to study me?
I do. Wait, so when you wake yourself up, do you like turn to the camera and say, Kathleen, Kathleen, it's a dream.
Everything behind her gets hazy and starts to tilt counterclockwise.
Yeah,
Kathleen.
I wonder if, you know how they say REM sleep is where you dream?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I can dream in other layers of sleep because I can definitely feel myself coming out of it and I'm like, okay, this is a dream. Like you can wake yourself up. And then I'll be awake for like a minute and then if I fall back asleep, sometimes the dream will continue.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That's
this
crazy
is so
cool.
Wild. We need to eBay some kind of machine to plug into her while she's sleeping.
I think any kind of electrode will work.
Sure. All right. I'll do some research. You know what? There was one on clearance at Amazon.
Perfect.
Let's try and find it.
Wait, let me go on Amazon and see if you can buy electrodes.
Alexa.
Alexa?
Alexa.
Buy me electrodes.
Alexa, always tune into an Acquired Taste podcast on Wednesdays.
I'm really into sci-fi movies and what's that word for a world in the future? Why is it escaping?
Post-apocalyptic.
I use that on a regular basis. Why couldn't I remember that?
Why do you use that on a regular basis?
Because I talk about YA novels a lot.
Oh, yeah, they're all about that.
So I've always wanted to live in a post-apocalyptic world, like maybe being studied inside of a lab. So this is awesome.
Lots
this
of fantastic fashions in that world.
Yeah. They're all made of, aluminum foil, but it's cool. Okay, so we have a lot of options here.
Okay. Ready.
So, Compact Sport Elite Electronic Muscle Stimulator Kit with Easy Snap Performance Electrodes. On Amazon Prime, we can get it tomorrow.
Okay.
Only $504.11.
Oh, a bargain.
Okay. We can buy electrodes separately for $21.99.
How many electrodes do we need?
We would get a 44 pack.
44 pack of electrodes.
And I think we'd only need like 10 for her face.
I mean, there's got to be an app we can hook up these electrodes to.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
here's something.
Cost efficient.
FDA cleared HealthMate Forever YK15AV10s unit electronic pulse machine.
Mm.
Let's see, what's it for? Oh, it's to like tell if you have tennis elbow.
Ooh, can you strap it on to her forehead and
probably.
Can we just jimmy around it to figure out to make it work for our purposes?
I think so. And it's only $30. It's on Prime. And then you can get Spectra Electro Gel Lube Tube. And that's
really
cheap.
Oh, I've got
cheap.
The lube cover. Don't worry.
Okay,
I have that already.
You use electrodes at home, do you?
I do. Okay. For all sorts of purposes.
Electrify me, baby.
Mostly to tell if my fruit is ripe or not. And by fruit, I mean sex.
And by ripe, I mean sex.
Yeah.
There's a lot of electrodes on Amazon. I feel like we're in good hands.
Perfect.
This is crazy, right? I wish I were disciplined enough to wake up every day and write down my dreams because there are a lot of really good ones that I remember telling because people's reactions were good, but now I can't remember them anymore.
Mm. My goodness. You know what? I love your breakdown, Bethany, of how we can decode dreams.
Yeah.
But one thing that makes me absolutely grimace about that, I've had such a handful of work dreams lately. Why?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, dreams out there for anyone listening, don't be a okay? Don't let someone dream about work because you're being robbed. If you're stressed in your dream about something and then you wake up and then you're going to work, that's just mean.
I know.
That's horrible.
When I worked at Starbucks, I would have full 8-hour dreams where I made mochas,
no,
but I was always topless.
I'm so sorry.
I was always topless.
I'm sorry. Wait, you know my dreams?
I know, right?
That was also your dream?
There was also one night, my whole dream was me doing laundry. I did laundry the whole night.
That actually sounds kind of relaxing.
Did you have an amount to do after when you woke up?
Oh, yeah, it was all folded and done.
Yeah.
It was amazing. No, it was. I was just folding stuff, and then I'd go and get the next load, and then I'd bring it out, and I fold it all, and then I'd go and get the whole night.
Not your most interesting subconscious.
No.
This dream that my friends and I always laugh about, because it's one of the dreams I still remember in very vivid detail, even weeks later. I was in the marching band for NASA. I don't know what event we were playing.
NASA's
official marching band.
For morale, you know.
But we would always stop to get Irish coffees on the way to play for NASA's. Yeah.
We're Are you 21 and up?
Yeah.
The most drunk marching band.
My friend Pam, who broke up with her boyfriend, they like bumped into each other and he's like, oh, you're in the marching band for NASA now? And she's like, yeah, like it's a thing. Cool people do it. And then I was like, wow, Pam, you and your ex-boyfriend have the same hairstyle, which is weird because he's bald. And I'm like, wow, you've definitely been hanging out because you both have cornrows.
So girl.
And then like my friend Jake, we're in a bar and we're drinking our Irish coffees and he whips out a sandwich and he's like, mmm, I love eating homemade sandwiches in bars. And yeah, so.
Food, space, and music.
Yeah.
This is it.
Cornrows.
And cornrows. In the middle of the song, did everyone break and one person go, prepare for liftoff? And then everyone like breaks
down. Yeah, what song were you playing? Do you know?
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Countdown.
Can I tell you?
We used to play Final Countdown in marching band.
Oh, yeah.
And the song, I'd never heard it before, moved me so much, I would cry while we were playing it. I would weep.
You were like a little alien.
I was such a weirdo.
That's so cute.
I was such a weirdo.
We used to play it in marching band too, and it was one of my favorites because the notes are really broad. Like there's not a lot of fast finger work in the Final Countdown. And the piccolo notes are really good. Yeah. They really stand out in that song.
Yeah. I just love how a song that made Bethany so emotional she started to cry once has more recently been used for a microwave commercial.
Yeah. No, I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
She's going to get a sandwich so soon.
I have to put it on mute because the song affects me too much.
That is amazing.
It's like one of those songs that hits my heart place.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
Yeah.
Smile too hard.
It's a good song. It's why I like the Eurovision Songwriting Contest so much, because every song sounds like Final Countdown. Like the really good ones.
I mean, the Final Countdown, if the world ends and the Final Countdown is not playing in the background, I'm going to be hella pissed.
Yeah. Do you think that's what the violinists were playing on the Titanic?
Absolutely they were.
Until it went down.
You know, last night Bethany tweeted her playlist at the grocery store.
The grocery store, you guys?
They were nailing their playlist last night.
And were you extending your trip so you could hear more songs?
Dude, I was going, I think I went up and down the aisles three times.
Yes.
It was pretty incredible.
The Final Countdown is the song that I often hear at the grocery store.
Do you buy everything?
Oh, yeah.
As fast as possible?
Yeah, the world is ending.
You have one foot on the cart and you're kicking off the entire place.
By the way, I have to give props to the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour, because they do an episode on the Eurovision Songwriting Contest, and that's where they made the comment, everything sounds like Final Countdown. I have to give them props. If you've never heard that podcast, this is like, this episode's probably 6 months old, but the Eurovision Songwriting Contest episode of Pop Culture Happy Hour is hilarious, and you have to listen to it.
Love that.
And they give props to Final Countdown.
You know what else I really, really, really wanted to try, thanks to a podcast you have spoken about before, but you gave me a little clip to listen to yesterday?
What was that?
Men of the Roundtable?
Oh, Roundtable of Gentlemen?
Roundtable of Gentlemen.
The most offensive podcast ever. You'd hate it.
First of all, only probably.
It's so
either
offensive.
I'd hate it or I'd love it. It sounds like there's no middle ground for that description.
Like, it's all satire, but if you still have to like be ready for that.
Gotcha. All right, if I'm in the right mood.
Yeah.
But they do have an idea that sounds like so much fun that maybe we can do it for 3 bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically there was one episode where only one of the guys were allowed to talk the entire time.
Yeah.
Holden, that's okay with me.
That's it. So that's can we have 3 bonus episodes where we all 3 of us are in the room together and we're podcasting with, you know, our sisters, but the other 2 cannot respond.
Like, yeah, it's the Holden McNeely talks for 30 minutes straight.
Like, and we just have to do that.
And it devolves into just him swearing and being racist, but it's pretty entertaining.
I'm so curious to see what happens when any of us are stripped to the bare bone of conversation.
It's totally just, it's string of thought.
Yeah.
I love this.
Need to brush up on my descriptive words.
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
Why not? Like maybe we can break one episode into 3 parts. 3 streams of consciousness different for each of us.
We'll do it 3 separate times and mash it into 10 minutes each.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh my God. I don't even like talking to myself for 10 minutes.
Sounds fun.
So you don't interview yourself when you're at home?
No,
I don't. Me either. I'm never on Fresh Air.
Oh, that Terry Gross.
Oh, Terry, thank you for asking that question. I've never thought about it before. Well,
Since you've asked.
I'm actually partial to Leonard Lopez.
I love Leonard.
Leonard Lopate. He's fabulous.
He can really interview anybody. And if you guys want to know what we're talking about, Bethany and I clearly listen to a lot of NPR.
Oh, we have the two of them. Anytime I'm in one of their cars, if I'm borrowing Bethany's car, I turn it to a different station and then turn it back before I give it. And then if Kathleen picks me up in the morning, it's NPR.
Well, when we were all hanging out last weekend, Kathleen, you drove our friend Spencer to this meetup place, and then yes. I drove Spencer home, and Spencer got into my car and said, you and Kathleen were both listening to NPR. this is what you do.
It's just a thing now.
Because a lot of times, if you work in something, mm-hmm. you need to do something else in your free time. So we work on a radio station that plays top 40 music.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to a lot of times listen to radio that is just talk.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
I need to clear my brain. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so a lot of times I'll just listen to talk radio, whatever it is.
Yep. Which is why I'm really into heavy metal and stand-up comics. I love listening to stand-up comedy on my headphones.
Have you heard of that fella Louis C.K.? I think he's going to take off.
Yeah, he's really got some promise in his future.
He's got some thoughts about things.
Mm. Let me write this down. Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
A funny little nut.
Funny guy. Mm.
You want a really fun game to play?
Yeah.
Invite your parents over, or grandparents, or really any adult figure of any kind that you respect, and put on Netflix Ali Wong's comedy special.
Oh, dear.
And then just wait for the fun to happen.
Oh, boy.
Awkwardness.
I'm going to do that this week.
I'm too many flights up for this.
I made my mom watch it with me, and she made it about like 20 minutes in before she just stood up and was like, I don't like this.
You can't do it.
I can't do this.
No, absolutely not.
I was like, Mom, come on, grow a pair. Get with the times.
Mom, grow a pair. That might be the first time that's been said in my presence.
Yeah.
I love
Kathleen
that.
Kathleen has a unique relationship with her mother.
Very unique.
Grow a pair.
She's a much better person than I am.
Ladies, should we go around the room and say something we've learned this week?
Absolutely. Yes.
That, other than Kathleen's mother really needs to grow a pair.
So
if she can't get down with fellatio, then I don't know anything.
This week I learned a trick for running.
Oh.
So I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I learned I can run for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I have increased it to 25 minutes.
Hey.
Snaps for that.
Thank you. And I learned one way to keep going when you think you're not going to be able to handle it is that you pretend that you work for the government and the sting operation that's happening has to happen obviously under cover.
Yeah,
right. Totally.
And you're in charge of running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as long as you run, you are distracting everyone away from what the undercover people are doing.
Wow.
So you have to keep running because they're behind and they're scrambling to get the undercover mission taken care of, and they're getting rid of all the trucks, and they're loading everything, and then they're driving it all away as fast as they can. But one of the trucks, the wheel fell off, and so you have to keep running because they're like, we need more time, more time.
And you have the earpiece and you touch it with your middle finger in your ear ever so gently.
Yeah. But then the best part is when you think you can't run anymore and you need to go 5 more minutes, you lose communication with them, so you don't know if they've got so you have to push the last 5
keep
minutes.
Keep going!
Keep going.
I see you in like a black jacket with black fingerless leather gloves. Mm-hmm. And also, you have jet black hair in this vision of
mine. I do.
Mine.
I do.
And it's back.
Slicked back in a ponytail.
Yay! Yes.
I also envision you maybe running on a beach and there's a speedboat that's in the water, like trying to catch up with you.
Exactly.
You gotta go, girl.
You have to keep going.
This is giving me chills.
The team is counting on you.
You saved them, is what happened.
Yeah, they got out in plenty of time. And I gave them the notice that I was fine, because they weren't sure we'd lost communication, so I increased my incline to 2.5.
Right.
And then as soon as I decreased it to just 0.5, they knew that was a sign that I was getting tired and they had to hurry.
Okay. Did you end your vision with like a little harder than a regular Wednesday?
You heard it here first. Role playing at the gym will get you to your fitness goals.
True. So that's what I learned this week. Try it. You'll like it.
It has to end with either a pun or something really cheesy. That's my only life rule.
And Final Countdown is a really good running pace song. Saving America. What about you, Sam? What'd you learn this week?
I learned that you have to make sure of things for yourself a lot of times. If something is important, figure it out yourself. Because, bless her, our sister, Yuritsa,
yeah,
handed me yesterday a marshmallow from a box from a company. Bethany's laughing already. We get what they're called, WAG.
Willy Wags.
I just keep calling Wagtail.
An amazing subscription service.
It's so great. They feature, Elvis gave it to all of the women on the show as a gift for the holidays, which is so great. And they feature items from women running owned businesses. It's this whole female empowerment thing, and I love it.
It's awesome.
So yesterday we got our most recent box, and it had these booze-styled marshmallows in them. And Yaya comes up with one to feed me. And I was like, ooh, I can't eat that. And she said, why? I said, marshmallows are not vegetarian. She goes, this one is. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I read it. This one's vegetarian. And I said something else to object. I'm not sure what it was. I'm like, okay, because most of them are made with like pieces of, she goes, no, this one doesn't have it. And I'm like, okay. And I ate it. I'm like, that is amazing. I have not had marshmallows in so long. And then I went home and opened my box. And lo and behold, it just didn't contain eggs, which is why she thought it was vegetarian.
Yeah.
But it still had gelatin, as all marshmallows do.
Yeah. Did you cleanse your stomach?
I just let out. I'm not kidding. I'm alone in my kitchen. And I read the back and I looked up to the gods and just went, ugh!
You broke your streak.
Damn it.
Did you have to give back your vegetarian coin?
All right. They charged me an extra $50 to the vegetarian club every time you slip up. And I text her. I'm like, I'm not mad at all.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm
like, I need to let you know the secret ingredient. So if anyone does, because this is not the first time it happened, if stuff like that's important, you just have to triple check and be like, I'm not insulting your intelligence. I just need to see the ingredients for a hot second.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's all. So consider this day one of me being a vegetarian.
Oh, that sucks.
Kathleen, what did you learn?
So Ludacris is in the app game now.
Oh my God.
His app is Slangin' Friends, Friends with a Z.
Yes.
And I've been playing this all weekend. It's really funny because you get to play words like and and monies.
This is hilarious.
It's Scrabble. But
that's awesome.
Anything flies.
I would use the word ratchet all the time.
I love this.
And you know, there are certain words that I play that I just play because it's the letters I have and I think the regular words, but turns out that they are indeed slang words.
That's awesome.
Do you think it just accepts any amount of letters? Like, they don't even know if it's a real word or not. They
congratulations! Just triple word score for Flemanima.
I tried to play the word M-O, like, mo money.
Yeah.
And they didn't accept M-O.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do they accept phrases? Like, how about that?
I don't know. They don't accept phrases.
Damn it. Mm-mm.
But it's really fun. So download it today. Play with your friends. You're going to get a lot of laughs.
What's it called?
Slang in Friends.
Slang in Friends.
Okay. Can we do a couple of like really quick housekeeping things?
Yay.
They're mostly self-serving, guys.
That's
please
okay.
Serve yourself okay. In front of us. Mm-hmm.
So, so behind the scenes for like a year now, I've been working on this web series about whiskey that you guys knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally done and produced and it's out.
Congratulations!
Yay! Thank you. I'm really excited. So it's called Bethany Watson's Whiskey Chick. It's called that because I am Bethany Watson and I am learning about whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bethany.
So if you go to whiskeychickshow.tumblr.com, it's just like hosted on a Tumblr site, or just like Google search Bethany Watson's Whiskey Chick. It's just 5 episodes. It just teaches you the very basics of whiskey. How to drink it, how to order it. So you kind of look like you know what you're doing when you go to a bar. I would love it if you would watch it. That'd be amazing.
Yay! That's awesome. Because I don't know how to order whiskey.
No, and
I'm intimidated.
It's like the most intimidating world, but it really doesn't have to be. So I did it at the Flatiron Room, which is in like on 20-something in the Flatiron District of Manhattan.
It's a good neighborhood to drink in.
Can I request a spinoff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bethany Watson's Smoke Room, and you teach women how to smoke cigars.
Oh, that'd be the next one.
Because it's a similar difficulty, and then you can pair them.
It's true. And I don't know anything about smoking cigars either, even though I like them.
Let's do it.
And then I also just want to give a quick shout out to their Unlocking CT, Unlocking Connecticut on Twitter. They did a feature on me this week, and it was very nice of them. And we just talked about like the morning show and what time everyone wakes up in the morning and how we're all tired all the time. So
why,
if you want to read about that,
why we're cranky.
Why we're all nuts and sad and tired all the time. Do you guys want to plug your socials?
Sure, why the hell
not?
Sure,
yeah. You can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @WebGirlKathleen.
Mima?
I am on, this is, I'm looking around like I should, can read this somewhere.
Like it's posted?
Yeah, why, blank. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat at Sam N Radio, and Webgirl Kathleen just reminded me that I need to create a page on Facebook, so I'll get there eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Not today, Satan. Maybe today. Hey, check. Maybe I've created it.
Maybe you should.
Damn it. I love those Satan memes.
Damn it.
Not today, Satan.
Go, Bethany, you go.
I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. And then we're on all of those as well.
Yes. And you can find them on our website,
acquiredtastepodcast.com.
Yay! Okay.
Hey, Bethany, will you tweet out the whiskey chick?
Yes.
And the article that you're talking about?
Yes, thank I certainly you. Will.
Love that. Okay. Guys, thanks so much for bearing with us. We learned a lot today, and we hope you have dreams about us.
Yeah, then tell us what you think they mean.
Yeah.
Because Sam then. Represents craziness to me.
I cleaned, okay? It was a bathtub.